Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Man arrested on kidnapping, strangulation charges. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 33-year-old Gillette man was arrested early Wednesday morning following an alleged domestic violence incident that began at Lakeside Liquor and Lounge. Gillette Police Captain Kelly Alger says Christopher McNeese allegedly forced his 29-year-old girlfriend into a Jeep after the two argued, then refused to let her out as he drove away. Police say McNeese assaulted the woman inside the vehicle before eventually stopping along Box Elder Road to urinate. The woman reportedly locked him out of the Jeep and tried to flag down passing drivers, then attempted to run toward nearby homes. Police say McNeese caught up with her, punched her several times, strangled her, put her in a headlock, and bit her on the back. A passing driver witnessed the incident and called the police. The woman was taken to the hospital for her injuries. McNeese was arrested for kidnapping, strangulation, and domestic battery. Police say he also had an outstanding warrant related to a previous domestic battery citation. Semi pushes Toyota several blocks on 2nd Street. A semi-truck pushed a Toyota Supra several blocks through Gillette Tuesday morning after the truck driver apparently didn't realize he had hit the car. Gillette Police Captain Kelly Alger says the crash began near Richards Avenue as a 39-year-old man driving a Peterbilt semi eastbound on 2nd Street thought he had a tire problem and moved into the outside lane to find a place to pull over. Police say he failed to see a Toyota Supra in that lane, hit the driver's left front bumper, and caused it to spin sideways in front of the semi. The truck driver apparently did not realize the Toyota was there and continued pushing it for several blocks. The 36-year-old Toyota driver eventually crawled into the passenger seat and leaned out of the car in an attempt to get the semi driver's attention. The truck finally stopped near La Casita. The Toyota driver reported elbow pain but no serious injuries. The Supra sustained 3 flat tires and disabling damage. The semi driver was cited for failing to maintain a single lane of travel. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.